are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Yeah, you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T and Ray are out. They're not in the building, but this is how we usually do things. Will T, how do we do it?
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right, here are our topics. Reports are saying that the Denver Broncos are ready to bid high for Kirk Cousins. We will have Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation. He is based out of Colorado. He'll give us some insight. At the 10-minute mark, we'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to talk about the Redskins re-signing linebacker Mason Foster. And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. All right, right now we have my man, Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation. It's a radio show located out there in Colorado, you know, where they get super high. What's up, what's going on, Coach?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
I got to get you, man, because you always give me a hard time when I come on your show, all right? You always give me a hard time. You like the DMV death more violently all the time.
There it is, baby. There it is. The DMV. Oh, man. What's going on down in D.C., man? How's the weather down there?
Super cold. I mean, I know I sound like a little girl by calling it cold because in Colorado, y'all get it, but it's cold. And it's cold, all right? It's cold.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we get it, but we don't get it like y'all get it.
Really?
We get it, not that much.
I think when you
All
right, sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
No, I'm saying, Denver doesn't really get it, but you go 40 minutes in either direction, and you can go into the mountains where it's snowing stuff. But, yeah, every now and again we'll get hit with some cold weather, some snow. It go away. Today it was 60-something degrees, so.
See, you
crazy.
You just educated me because I swore like it just snows a lot in Denver for some strange reason. I'm not an educated brother. No more. I thought I was an educated brother. I'm not. You know what I mean? See what happens? You know what I mean? See, you talk to educated black folk, and then you like, okay, you know what? I'm not an educated brother. Like I thought I was. I'm not anymore. This is
crazy. Oh man. Nah, you got it, brother. You got it.
I know we had you on the show. We had you on the show not too long ago. We were talking about Kirk Cousins. Now in this area, it's getting kind of big. From what we're hearing over there is that the Denver Broncos are prepared to give Kirk Cousins a big deal. What are you hearing down there?
Nothing like
really?
That. Here's the thing, man. I have to, like I said before, and I know a bunch of people from out there. Mm-hmm. I was reading some of the stuff they were saying about me, some of your followers, saying, what am I talking about? What is this cat saying? But you have to look at it from, all right, so it's two different angles when you look at Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
One angle is he playing for the money or is he playing for a championship? If he's playing for just money, Denver doesn't have the money to give him.
That's what I thought.
He's playing for championships.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's playing for championships, Denver is not going to be the place for him. Because in order for Denver to come up with the money that he's going to want, that I'm thinking he's going to want, they have to get rid of Tlaib. They have to get rid of both of the backup quarterbacks.
Wow.
So that'll leave Brock Osweiler. And I'm talking about you have to get rid of Paxton Lynch and you have to get rid of Simeon.
Mm-hmm.
That'll leave Brock Osweiler. And that'll leave the young cat, Jim Kelly's little nephew.
Gotcha, yeah.
And then that's it. And then you got Cousins. But then you lose to lead Demaryius Thomas, too. You're going to lose that receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So to come here to play makes no sense. He might as well stay where he's at. He's already made the money that he could make if he was getting signing bonuses and he signed with somebody. He'd be making that money already. So whatever he makes now is just a plus on top of it. I understand he wants to get a payday, but he's already been paid. I think it makes way more sense. I know a lot of people don't get it and don't understand it, but that's why I've been saying it all along.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all the sense in the world to stay in D.C. and let them build around him and build a championship team.
It's hard.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, and I'm just speaking in terms of what folks gather from the organization. It seems like they're split. You know, and honestly, if you listen to Jay Gruden talk about Kirk Cousins, you would say that you know what, he may not be in love with Kirk Cousins. So if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm in an organization and they're not in love with me. You even had the former general manager who was on a show in Denver talking about how. How he didn't think Kirk Cousins was special. And I feel like that's the overall theme in this area, especially within the organization, is that they don't see him as special. And I'm just speaking as an outsider for you. When you look at Kirk Cousins, do you see special?
You know, here's my thing with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, I'm not going to say he's a top five quarterback, but I would put him in the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL, that means that you are a pretty solid quarterback. If they give him more to play with, I'm going to talk real quick on what you said about the GM and all of those guys and the coach. That seems like more of a PR move than anything else, mm-hmm. because they're trying to figure out a way to save money and not pay him $27-28 million, mm. like you see my man out in Oakland getting, Stafford and all of those cats are getting. So they're trying to make sure that they say all the right things so that they don't have to pay him that money. That's what they're doing. Mm. And they're also saying that to make everybody else, the other 31 teams out there, say, you know, is he really that good? If the coaches are talking about him, mm-hmm. is he really worth giving him $28-29 million? Of course they're going to say stuff like that. Kirk Cousins is solid as they come. He's solid. You just got to give him some pieces. He lost two receivers this year, and he basically what 7-9? You guys were 7-9 this year.
Yeah, 7-9. 7-9. You're correct. 7-9.
Mm-hmm. 7-9 this year, and he won 7 games with what they had. That product they gave him to play with. Shoots, man, that dude did. Hey, he did a hell of a job to play with what he had at Wallet. Well,
some of the games you might put it on the defense, like the game in Seattle. He didn't play the greatest game. Seattle, you know, that defense did play well against in Seattle, which no one really gave him a chance. But I agree. I think to me, when I look at, I think Kirk Cousins. I think to me, in the grand scheme of things, like, and Jay Gruden said it, which I do agree with, they play like a 7-9 team all around the board. You know what I mean? Like, all around the board. Did Kirk Cousins show some improvement? I think he showed some improvement. I'm not going to, like, come here and say, like, he didn't show any improvement. I thought that in terms of freestyling a little bit more, doing unscripted plays, I thought he was better compared to what we've seen in the past. He was too scripted in the past. He improved in that aspect to me. I didn't even think in certain elements, in certain clutch situations, we saw him become a little bit more clutch than we've seen in the past. So I give credit when credit's due. I do see improvement. I do agree with the former general manager, Scott McGlewin, when he says he's not special. But I've always stated that. I think you have to give Kirk Cousins talent for him to show his worth, right? You have to give him talent. He's not like Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
He's not like,
you got to give him something.
You got to give him something. But for the Redskins, you mentioned like Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson being gone. You could arguably say that the reason why they are gone is because they were trying to pony up the money just in case they wanted to pay Kirk Cousins, because you couldn't keep both of them knowing that you had to pay Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. When you look at think about stuff, you look at the NFC East, which to me right now seems like arguably probably the best conference in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is the NFC East.
Well, that West could be mean too. That West could be mean that, you know, if certain people.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You can say that too. But I'm looking at, when I'm talking about the quarterbacks.
Agreed.
When you look,
mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott had a great year 2 years ago, not so great this year. Uh-huh. He lost Zeke for 6 games. Wentz came out and had a great sophomore year. He gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Eli's Eli. You know, Eli, he can give you great or he can give you nothing. And this year he gave you nothing. You know, so, and then you got Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins, I put his name in there with those other 3 quarterbacks that's in there. I put his name in there. Kirk Cousins is a way better quarterback than people give him credit for. Let me tell you something. Gruden need to be kissing his hands, kneeling and kissing his ring, because if that guy there leaves, Gruden may be out of there next year too.
But you okay? So you mentioned Gruden. That's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned Gruden. You know, the report, the word is that Gruden believes, and honestly, you can say Gruden's track record with quarterbacks, that he has done well with quarterbacks via, you know, Andy Dalton, now Kirk Cousins. He believes that he can put a quarterback in his system, and they can put up numbers. I mean, watching Kirk Cousins from a distance. What do you think? What do you think about that?
No, he's not. He's not going to do that. Gruden was fortunate, very fortunate, to get the two quarterbacks that he had to work with.
Uh-huh.
If Gruden had any other quarterback, Dalton, you know, people can say Dalton wasn't good. Dalton was a hell of a quarterback too.
Yeah, Andy Dalton.
Things just didn't work out. Things didn't work out for him the way that we thought they should, based off of the potential and the talent that we thought he had. But Gruden has been fortunate. Jack Gruden lose Cousins. We'll see how much of a quarterback whisperer he is. He's going to be whispering his butt at the crib, watching everybody else play. Oh, no, he won't. He'll be good. He'll get a job with the Raiders. His brother's
exactly. He's good. As soon as his brother got a job in Oakland, soon to be Las Vegas, he was like, no, I can do whatever I want. I'm telling you, that's his mindset.
Yep.
I can do whatever I want.
Yep.
I'm going to have a job. I'm going to have a job. One way or the other, I'm getting paid. You know what I mean? So I'm with you that way. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Right now we have Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation. So, all right, hypothetically speaking, if Kirk Cousins did go to Denver, right, and they could keep Thomas, right, they can keep Tlaib, just to say if they could, because, you know, and say Kirk Cousins takes a friendly deal. Like, that's a possibility because he probably hates it over here. Does that make the Broncos a Super Bowl contender?
No, because the only way they can get Kirk Cousins and give him something decent is to get rid of DT. Because Demaryius Thomas is due, I'm going to have to talk off the top of my head, I think $4 million they have to give him here in the next couple of months. They don't give him that $4 million, that means they're going to let him go.
Wow.
So that'll give him another 12 plus another 17 or 18 that they can put together. It'll come to like 36 somewhere in there.
Wow, okay.
That's what they'll have. But is that enough to give Kirk? What? So you gonna you break that down? You're talking 10 a year. So you're telling me he's gonna come here for 10 a year? You're gonna lose DT, and the only receiver you really have is Sanders. And Sanders, I'm gonna tell you right now, is gonna be out of there next year. Out of Denver next year. As soon as they get rid of DT, is not Denver's done then. Denver right now, anybody that comes to this team right now, it just doesn't make sense to me to come here as a quarterback. Denver needs to work on free agency some kind of way, but they're going to have to pay somebody a lot less than they can get somewhere else.
So, off the Kirk Cousins thing, then what kind of quarterback couldn't they get? Would they draft somebody, or would they build a young kid and pass the Lynch?
No, I think they're trying to get rid of him, and they're trying to get rid of Simeon.
Okay, wow.
They're trying to get rid of both of them. I know if they're stuck with Simeon, I don't see him doing very well with just Simeon, man. I don't know if this system is right for him. I don't know what it is, but they need to be a little bit more friendlier with what they do with him. He needs a lot of help. I mean, when I say help, I mean help from someone to run an offense that's going to benefit him, not somebody that's coming in running their offense thinking it's going to work with him. Run something that he ran back when he was in college.
Wow.
They need to find a way to make Lynch look better. Memphis, when he was at Memphis, they need to run something like that. That's the only thing that's going to work with him.
Okay, cool. So, Coach, before I let you go, how can people, you know, check out your content? When do you air in Colorado?
I'll be on tonight, so I come on tonight, 8 Mountain Standard Time to 11 Mountain Standard Time tonight. And I'm on every day, Monday through Friday. You can go to, you can go to the TuneIn app, SB Nation Radio, or you can go to LATX SB Nation. You can go to any one of those two, or you can just go to SB Nation and listen live.
Folks, that means it's 10 p.m. our time, Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you check them out, all right?
Yeah.
Make sure you check them out. All right. I know I don't want no sleeping. I'm sleeping. I don't want to hear that crap. I know a lot of y'all do a lot of dirty things at like 10 to like midnight and on. I'm one of them at times. But anyway, I'm not trying to get into all that.
Oh, man.
All right, Coach, man. Appreciate you, man. I hope to have you on again, man.
All right, for sure, bro.
All right, hey, and anytime you need me on, I'm on here. I'm on your show. Let me know.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Hey, you and everybody else out there in the DMV, be safe, man. Devon Vitaly is really, really rough on you, brother.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you.
All right. Later, man.
Later. All right, man. That is Coach Les from the Coach Les Show on SB Nation. Make sure you check him out. He is a cool guy and one of the better hosts out there on the radio. But anyway, Mason Foster will be back with the Redskins. I'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to join us to discuss that. You're listening to All Skins Everything on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, and 96.9 FM for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m., right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, Hopewell.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T and Ray are out. They're not in today, so I'm just doing the show solo. But right now, I have my man Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. What's good, Lex?
Hey, what's going on, man? Just trying to get ready for the big weekend, Super Bowl weekend.
I know, right? Hey, I know. Before we get into, you know, we're going to talk about, let's talk about the Super Bowl real quick. So, who are you rooting for? I have an issue about who I'm rooting for.
Well, I guess technically I'm not rooting for anybody.
know, I know that's right.
I want the Redskins to be there.
Obviously.
So it's kind of a catch-22 because if the Eagles win, then, you know, they come back next year with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And they'll be even stronger.
That's,
you know,
true.
And Darren Sproles.
If the
Patriots win, you know, it just adds to the greatness of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, what they've kind of done the last, really just their body of work has been tremendous. So, you know, really, man, just want a really good football game. I think last year, it's going to be tough to top last year's football game.
Oh, yeah.
And then the commercials, you know. A lot of people were into the commercials. And then the halftime show, you got Justin Timberlake, who, you know, we haven't seen him
since
performing
Janet
at the Super Bowl. Since he snatched Janet Jackson's bra. You know what I'm saying? And gave us young folks something to look at.
I know. He sure did, didn't he? I know, he sure did.
Yeah.
I know, he gave my thirsty behind some look at. I know that's right.
Yeah, man. So it's, you know, it's funny we talking about Janet Jackson. I was watching Poetic Justice last night with Tupac and Janet Jackson, and forgot Maya Angelou was in that movie.
I know, right? We talk about our legends, man. Honestly,
oh, yeah.
We talking about legends. You know what I mean? That's an amazing flick. But let's go. I mean, for me, I mean, I think I'm gonna root for the Eagles. I know that sounds like it's blasphemous, but I think I'm gonna root for the Eagles. I just can't stand the Patriots. I think I have the Patriots under the Cowboys in terms of my two hated teams. These Cowboys are easy number one. The Patriots are number two. I don't know how.
I don't really hate the Patriots.
I just do. I just think they represent everything that's wrong with the NFL in terms of cheating. But go ahead. How come you don't hate the Patriots?
I don't hate the Patriots because when you think about first Bill Belichick, their coach,
mm-hmm.
he won championships as an assistant coach with the Giants.
Yeah, sure.
And he's done a tremendous job with the Patriots as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Each year, you know, and they don't have the best talent. But every year they come prepared, and he studies and prepares for every game like no other coach
mm-hmm.
does.
Well, I agree. I don't actually dislike Bill Belichick. I don't dislike him because I think he's a coach. He represents greatness to me. I like the way he thinks, though. You know what I mean? Like, no man, if it's up to Bill Belichick, no man is bigger than the team. If it's up to Bill Belichick, no man is bigger than the team. And I've always been a fan of that thought process, and we've seen what he's done to players that we've thought they were in his prime, in their primes, like a Richard Seymour, Ty Law, and he just got rid of those cats. And you'd be like, how could you do that? But it's his machine kept running. So when I look at somebody like Bill Belichick, I'm like, you know, no player is bigger than what he puts out there on the football field.
Absolutely. You know, back in the day when I was an avid Madden football player, I would play the franchise mode. Uh-huh. And one of the things that I used to do, my cousins used to call it commodity trading.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the strategy that the Patriots have. So even though you might have a guy that's in his prime or, he would think he's like, you know, you can't trade him, untradeable.
Yep.
But Belichick understands you trade them when everybody else considers them to be desirable, and you go after youth.
I agree.
And that's the cycle that he continues to do. You know, he'll give a guy – the only player that has been kind of untouchable and protected the whole time has been Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Everybody else has been expendable. And I love their strategy. And it just amazes me how they sucker other teams into taking veteran players, and then in turn, the Patriots get a first or second round pick or a third round pick, which helps them, you know, the following year. They do it every single year.
Oh, agreed. And let's talk about a team that needs to take on the Patriot way, the Washington Redskins. The Redskins re-signed Mason Foster to a 2-year deal, which could be worth $7 million over the 2 years. Your thoughts on the signing or the re-signing?
Well, you know, I think I've had this conversation with a few people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's nice to add that to your defense.
Uh-huh.
And sign a guy like, you know, Mason Foster. He's a good, you know, solid linebacker. But we still have the big elephant in the room. And, you know, this is nice and dandy and sweet. But can we get to the main event? It's like an undercard of a fight. I don't care about Mason Foster signing. You know what I mean?
Yes, keep it 100.
I want to see Floyd Mayweather fight Pacquiao.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where we are with the Kirk Cousins signing. We want to see that headline come across the screen, breaking news, Kirk Cousins re-signs the Redskins, or Kirk Cousins signs with someone else. We want to end that saga. You know what I mean? That's the main event. It's nice, but I'm tired. I'm ready. I'm ready for this Kirk Cousins saga to conclude.
So this is my look at it though. So we're different now. You're talking about Kirk Cousins. I'm like, oh, all right. We got. Let me look at it in the realm of his own position, like inside linebacker. That's what the position he plays. I don't care if that Mason Foster is re-signed. He's not an impact player to me. The guy that should be re-signed, the guy that was up there in the league in tackles, the guy that we saw just as watching this dude play at FedEx, you know, from the press box, this dude runs from sideline to sideline and makes plays. I'm talking about Zach Brown. Like, we need to be hearing that Zach Brown is being re-signed. Like, that's something that to be hyped about. Like, knowing that you're going to have a guy that, I'm not going to say elite, but a guy that is probably one of the higher tier inside linebackers in his class, in his group. Like, we have this guy. We had this guy last year, and now we're low. I'm not saying we're lowballing him, but we can't put a deal in place that we can get this guy back. So they on a position that's definitely needed for that defensive unit.
I'm with you. I think Zach Brown did enough to warrant a quality offer from front office, and you know the fact that they signed. You know, Mason makes me think that maybe they're going in the draft, you know, to kind of fill some other spots. They're going to go younger to fill spots. You know, they've already kind of emptied out their cupboard when it comes to the wide receiver position last year. and now we're stuck with the young guys. And then, you know, now we do kind of do the same thing with this Nathan Foster signing, and it's a possibility we're going to clean the house and go younger.
Uh-huh.
But again, at the end of the day, you got to figure, you got to end the Kirk Cousins story. You know, and I know.
Lex on that. Look, he's on that Kirk Cousins. He's on that Kirk Cousins story.
Yeah, because it's like, why are the Redskins wasting time and energy? It's just like an NBA.
Yeah.
If you knew that LeBron James was available or Kobe Bryant was available, he was a free agent.
Yeah.
Would you waste your time signing Smush Parker to a contract?
Dang.
Or signing Boobie Miles to a contract? When your franchise quarterback is in jeopardy, your franchise quarterback is in jeopardy of leaving your team and going to play somewhere else. Would you waste your time with the Boobie Miles of the world?
You know, I mean, well, I told you, I could, you know, when I come where I'm at with Kirk Cousins, I mean, I don't have him as high as regard as you do, but I think your comparison is hilarious, though. I think it's the best thing going, because you're right in the grand scheme of things, like that you're making efforts to sign Mason Foster more than you're putting effort into signing Kirk Cousins. I get it. Like, I totally get it.
And my thing is, it's not that if you sign Kirk, we just want to end the whole conversation.
Yeah, I think that's
either
you're
signing Kirk or you're letting Kirk go, and we're going into the draft and we're getting a rookie quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, that's what Redskins fans, that's what they want to hear. Because it's what, been 3 years, 3-4 years, we've been kind of circling the wagons when it comes to this quarterback situation. And it's just time for there to be a conclusion. And it's either you're going to sign the guy or you're not going to sign the guy.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I totally get you. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team right now. We have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network with me. So, all right, let's go back to Mason Foster. Would you be comfortable with Mason Foster as your starter next season?
I guess I would if I didn't have any other options.
That's not a good thing for you trying to be a good defense, Lex. That's not a good thing, man. The savior.
You still got the Alabama boys that's in the mix.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And you still got your boy Josh in the back.
Yeah.
You know, you still got Breland.
Nah, Breland ain't going to be back. Word is Breland
so
will not be
Breland
back.
Is gone?
I think Breland is gone. I think once they sign Dunbar.
Craven.
You think
Craven's coming back.
You think Sua going to be back for real? You think going to keep Sua? I hope they do.
I think they probably will give him, an opportunity.
Yeah.
To kind of get his face back. I think so.
Mm-hmm. I hope they do. I believe in talent more than anything. You know what I mean? Especially, I put it this way: like, your defense has been garbage for how many years now? If you have any type of guy, any guy that has talent, like, that's why I get annoyed with the whole, like, Zach Brown thing. Like, Zach Brown should be signed ASAP because you saw what a talented inside linebacker could do for your defense. And say for Sue Craven, you know Sue Craven has talent. You should do anything in your power to make sure that, you know, hey, give Sue Craven a chance and make him compete with Monte Nicholson, if anything.
Yeah, Sue Craven is a guy that, you know, many thought was going to be, you know, Sean Taylor-like.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of give you that feel, you know, during the preseason. Uh-huh. And then he kind of turned his back on the team. And, you know, at the end, he's like, I want to play again. So, I mean, you have to evaluate his mental state, first of all. You know, I would definitely have him go to some type of doctor to make sure that mentally he's in a good space. And then after that, man, you go with the physical. You know, and you know he has the skills. And then, you know, you get with your coaches and you just find out if this is a guy you want to roll with. But I wouldn't give him a long-term deal. It would be a one-year incentive-based type deal. You know, just like the contracts you give the guys that, you know, that have behavior issues. He would get a contract like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, he needs that. I mean, I feel like, because you can't trust the Sue Craven. Like, I'm with you. You can't trust him in terms of saying, like, okay, will you stick it out? You know what I mean? because it, they would have to invest this with Cravens in terms of, you know, giving the opportunity to start. Again, I think he has the ability to be a really good safety in the NFL. Not Sean Absolutely. Taylor good. I don't want anybody to think I'm saying Sean Taylor good. I think Sean Taylor is a super talent, but I still think he could be a top talent in the NFL at the safety position. So I would love to have him
Absolutely.
Back. I think we saw glimpses of that, though, right? I mean, even his rookie year, even he was playing linebacker, I thought we saw glimpses of some of the big plays he can make.
Well, it's just been a while since the Redskins have had playmakers on their defensive side of the ball. And when you saw glimpses of what he could do, you know, it definitely brought back Sean Taylor memories. Yeah. You know, but you wanna have faith and trust in this guy, but you also have to be smart as a general manager, and you know, you have to continue with your plan. And if drafting a safety was part of your offseason plan, then you continue with that. And if you have Tua Craven in the mix, you know, to compete for a position, that's good. You know, it's more talent. You got to get as many talented bodies as possible because, I mean, just face it. I mean, this is a team that finished third place behind a team that was last year with a quarterback that's in his second season. That's probably going to be the best quarterback in the league for a while. So, if you're the Redskins, you have to get players that can make plays defensively, and you know, put pressure on that. You know, the offensive side, the Eagles, the Cowboys, you know, and even the Giants all have talented offensive players. So you got to have playmakers on defense.
No, agreed. So before I let you go, how can folks, you know, reach your social, I mean, check out your social media or even, you know, hear you on Heritage Sports Radio Network?
Hey, you guys can go to HS Radio and download the app, and you can hear some of the top college games going on, and you know, also you can catch me, you can follow me on social media, Lex Diamonds without the A. It is tournament season coming up, so you know, you got the CAA tournaments coming up, CIAA, the MEAC tournament, so hopefully you'll be able to hear me on one of these tournaments coming up. I've covered CIAA probably for the last 15 years, so...
Hey, so Alexa, hey, are you going down to CIAA?
Absolutely. I'll be down there. Last year we covered the two championship games and the semifinal games. So most likely we'll be back in the mix.
Hey, I've never been down there. Tell me how it is. At least give me a glimpse of how it is down there during that time.
Okay. In the short 30 seconds, like Shania Layton, Gabrielle Union, and SZA hanging out for the weekend.
Man, you just made my day, bro. You just made my day. I am definitely going
to
do this.
I'm just saying, they're just hanging out.
Look,
weekend.
I'm about to do this.
You can talk to them.
Look, you inspire me. I feel like I need to do this. Like, I need to do this bad. I need to do this. I will do this. You know what? No need. I will do this. I'm claiming this. I'm doing that.
You need to.
I'm doing it. All right, then. Hey, Lex, man, I appreciate you. We're going to have you on next week, as always.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later, my man.
Thanks again.
No problem. All right, man. That's the coolest dude out there, man. That is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network, weekly contributor with the Urban Sports Scene for, again, All Skins Everything. So make sure you listen to him on Heritage Sports Radio Network. And also make sure you listen to him next week because he will be on next week. He always has something interesting to say. But anyway, it's time for That Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Call it how it is. Chasing, never chasing, chasing no two cups, toast up with the game, gang, gang, from food.
a liability, bitch. Hit the gas, yeah. Boosting my adrenaline, bitch. Percocet, yeah. Molly Percocet, bitch. Percocet, yeah. Molly Percocet, bitch. Represent, yeah. Gotta represent. Gang, gang. Chase a chick, yeah. Never chase a chick. Mask on, yeah.
Mask on. Mask on. Get your mask off. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. We were featured on the show. Our first message comes from King Al.
Yes, I'm calling in regarding the signing of Mason Foster. I think he's going to be a great pickup to be re-signed. He led by example last year. Outstanding linebacker. A force to be reckoned with. Who am I kidding with? The Washington Redskins needs to blow up everything. I've been sick and tired of this team. Everyone needs to go, start fresh, but also make sure we get Lamar Jackson. Thank you. This is your hero calling you.
All right, so you heard what King Al had to say. This is basically off of the question, what were your thoughts of the Mason Foster signing? But King Al, he's a fan of Mason Foster to a certain extent. I just feel like Mason Foster as a starter isn't worth any. Shouldn't be a starter if you're trying to build a top of the line defense. He should be your backup. If you're going to the season with Mason Foster as your starter, I think you're doomed to have what the Redskins have had over the last couple of seasons, and that's one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So to me, re-sign Zach Brown, draft a guy, or find somebody via free agency to play alongside of Zach Brown. I actually have a guy that I would like for the Redskins to bring on the team, actually bring back, and that's Keenan Robinson. Team him up if they do re-sign Zach Brown. Team him up with Zach Brown, Keenan Robinson. Both are cheaper players. Keenan Robinson showed in with the New York Giants that he can cover as a linebacker for the Giants. In terms of coverage for the Washington Redskins, and the inside linebacker position has been porous over the last couple of seasons. So you add in the Keenan Robinson with a Zach Brown, I think you solidify that inside linebacking core. And then again, you can bring and Mason Foster can be your backup, because I know we all hear stories about we talk about Keenan Robinson back when he was a skin that he always stayed. He was always injured. So you can have a Mason Foster to back him up just in case, he gets hurt. And also in terms of King Al, mentioned, like, blow the whole thing up. It's not that severe, man. It's not that bad. The Redskins don't have to blow everything up. And in terms of Lamar Jackson, if the Redskins can get Lamar Jackson in the second round, I'm all for it. I wouldn't draft Lamar Jackson in the first round, but I would get him in the second round. On Facebook, about the same question about Mason Foster, my man Ron Reed said over Compton, yes. Is he happy with the acquisition of, with the re-signing of Mason Foster? He said over Compton, yes. He said my boy Scott said Foster is a baller, one of the better linebackers in the league. I wouldn't go that far. My man Damian said he won us two games last year. He had the big interception because the LA Rams sealed the deal. So, in terms of that, yeah, he played big. But again, if you look at some of the things he's done in terms of his whole body of work with the Washington Redskins, against the run, he's limited. He has no sideline speed. He doesn't shed blocks well. But he is good downhill. And also, he's a hard worker. He's a grinder. So in that regard, you see effort. But effort isn't everything. Sometimes to have that top ranked defense that we all want this team to have, you're gonna have to have elite players at that inside linebacker position. It's a very important position. My man Wayne Thomas said, not really. I wouldn't mind it with Zach Brown next to him again, but I think we signed Foster with the idea that he can just take Zach Brown's place, and if they don't re-sign him, if they feel that way, then they're going to have one of those defenses that we saw the last couple of seasons, and that's one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So I hope that they sign Zach Brown for depth, but we'll see. Only time will tell. But again, appreciate your comments. Keep bringing them in. Tweet us, hit us on Facebook again, or call in for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. The number again is 301-799-5407. That's 301-799-5407. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything and rate us. Leave us a comment. Again, we appreciate y'all listening to All Skins Everything. It was a great show. We appreciate Lex Diamonds from Harrison Sports Radio Network and my man Coach Les from SB Nation. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie. To the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.